We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get to Elliot right now. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Elliot?
Just a couple callers ago, we hear yet another person, you know, talking about Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot, and it's kind of amazing to me at this point we're still talking about this, but one of the points that I don't hear brought up very often is if I'm a starting pitcher in the major leagues and I'm facing the first batter, in the ideal world, I want to be able to throw my fastball. But if Kyle Schwarber is the first guy up, you're going to think twice about grooving in a fastball. If you have Turner up there or somebody else, you'd be much more likely to throw that fastball. So not only does this pitcher get taken out of his comfort zone, but the batter behind Kyle Schwarber gets to see his breaking stuff a lot more often than he would.
Maybe. Great point.
Different.
Great point. So one of the things it does very, very well is relays. I mean, he sees pitches. He sees a lot of pitches.
Ellie, I'm going to ask Ruben to tell me if I'm flat wrong on this, because I have a theory on the Schwarber thing, and maybe I'm a bozo on this. But, Elliot, my point is very different than yours. If I'm a pitcher facing Kyle Schwarber, I'm doing everything I can to throw only strikes, which will primarily include me throwing a fastball to make that happen, because I know he will never, ever swing at a ball. Like, Ruben, part of what amazes me about him walking so much is why don't they actually throw him more? I know they're afraid he hit a homer, but, like, he'll just take the walk, so why not challenge him? Because what? Otherwise, he'll walk. I never see the guy. He's like Bonds. I mean, I'm not going crazy here, but he has a spectacular eye to never swing at a ball, so why throw him anything but a strike?
Well, because pitchers don't pitch anymore.
Well, that's stupid.
Pitchers don't pitch, and that's part of the issue is why they can't get past five innings or four and a third or whatever the case may be. They don't throw strikes because they're worried about the barrel. They're worried about getting hit.
And, Elliot, I think that's stupid is my point because, anyway.
But that's how the game is today. That's how it is. I think the fact that Elliot made a very good point. There's a lot of stress. I mean, the last thing that guy wants to do is throw a pitch and be down 1-0.
Yeah.
But again, Elliot, I'll say for the 5 millionth time, there's Trey Turner already got on base. You throw a pitch to Kyle Schwarber that's the wrong pitch, and now you're down 2-0. So, I mean, we can go round and round in a circle forever on this one.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I still think that if you're Trey Turner, you have a better chance of getting a hit, seeing all those pitches thrown to Kyle Schwarber before you come up.
No, I get it. I mean, listen, Schwarber looks at a lot of pitches. I mean, he's got a Lenny Dykstra kind of thing there. I mean, Lenny set the tables for the Phils in that regard. Schwarber does it too. Elliot, give me a great answer, a reference to something really old but said in modern times in any capacity.
All right. I think most people in the Delaware Valley probably don't realize this, but the Phils are going to start their season tomorrow. We've adopted this mantra, Red October, which is a reference to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. That's where we get that term from, the Red October Revolution.
All right, here's the only problem.
There's a problem, yeah.
It's a good answer, but we'd said at the beginning of the show it's got to be pre-1900.
Yep.
Russian Revolution, I believe, 1917.
Correct.
Pulling the Russians out of World War I.
Lenin. The other Lenin.
Yeah, the other Lenin. That's right. All right, I got answers in front of me here for win totals for some of the teams that we either, well, there's one team we love in baseball, and then the other teams we keep our eye on as it relates to the Fightin' Phils. All right. So win total for the Phils, I will say, and as the season is about to begin for Major League Baseball today, but for the Phillies tomorrow, unfortunately, because of the postponement of today's game till tomorrow. All right, John, I found this number, I'm going to be honest, I found it a little low, maybe even a lot low. Phillies win total over under when the season's just about to begin, 80 9
yeah, I can't
and
get
a half.
That.
Half
I think
less
it's
than last
crazy
year.
Crazy that it's so low.
I do,
yeah,
too.
That it's lower than last year. I think this is a better team than last year's team, and doesn't make sense to me.
Here's the other thing that doesn't make sense to me. Started at 90.5, went to 89.5. Now, is that Taiwan Walker?
Well, people bet. It's what people bet is the point. People were betting the under.
All right, let's tackle that topic. James, why do you think people nationally, because these are based on national, you know, stuff that comes in, why would the number nationally, James, two different questions. One, go down in the last month or so by a game, and two, currently be less than what they won last year when they had about as bad a start as a good team.
Well, and they also think they should have won like 92 or 93. If you remember, they lost a bunch of games at the end of the season last year where it just kind of didn't matter, but I honestly, I don't have a good reason. It's one of the I do an MLB over-unders pod with Elliot, and it's one of the ones that shocked me the most. Like, I can't believe how low that number is. And the reason people are betting it under, look, they won 89 2 years ago. They won 90 last year. You know, they are right around that number. They are in a tougher division. That's probably why people are betting it down. But I think it's crazy.
Ruben,
I think it's a stone cold over.
Does it feel low to you?
It feels low. I'm definitely over the 90 mark. Definitely over the 90 mark. I'm probably in a 93 to 94 range.
That's where I am. All right, let's get to the other teams that we keep our eye on. All right, so we know the Braves have smoked the Phils 2 years in a row in the regular season, and then the Phils flipped the script in the postseason. But as it relates to the regular season, John, I got the Braves number. They've been 101 and 104 the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think their number is this year?
98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
James, do you know the number?
I think I know what it
nah,
is.
No, you don't
not,
get to guess.
I won't get. I think I know it. I'm not 100%.
I think they're saying 96.
Rhea, what do you got?
93.
It's 101.5, I think, right?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that's James, a really good,
James
it's a really good
he had the answer beforehand. Then he acts like
I said I thought I knew it, but I wasn't 100%. That's why I waited to knew it.
You're kind of trying to get credit for something.
I thought I knew it.
You said a lot, and the audience knows what they heard. All right.
And Jeff, the thing is, they're a lot closer, I think, than people think.
I do, too.
If you remember last year, so the Phillies get off to the terrible start, right? After June 2nd. They go on a 100-win pace. They're 65-40. The only ones who are actually better than
were the Braves.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But I think that I think it could be a real close battle.
I think it could be
a fun battle.
I agree with that.
I would bet under on the 101.5.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, one of the main things I'm looking forward to the Philly season is what I think is going to be a very compelling division race. And I know you don't have to win the division to make the playoffs. But I think the Phillies, one, can win the division. I think they probably won't, but can. And two, I think the Phillies are going to push hard. They're going to strive to get it. Now, look, you can make the case. Maybe they feel there's a game in August and there's a stretch in August. Hey, let's sit out a game or two. Let's de-throttle. My hand got banged up. The ball hit it. May take some time off. We're going to make the playoffs anyway. We can win in the first round, blah, blah, blah. And maybe they have that mentality. But what I'm hearing from the guys that have been talking is, we really want to prioritize winning the division. We really want to push for it. And I think that could make for an incredibly compelling division race right on down to the end of September. So here's the deal, the rest of the division. I mean, forget the Nationals. It doesn't even matter. Braves 101.5, Phillies 89.5, Mets 80.5, Marlins 77.5, and then the Nationals way down there. All right, I also have the Dodgers total. Because we keep our eye on them. I mean, they're a major, obviously, threat for the Phillies when it comes to the postseason. They haven't squared off in the postseason since, you know, the the era of 08 and 09. I think it was back-to-back years, and then obviously back in the 70s. But, Ruben, I have the Dodgers number. Remember, Braves were 101.5. What do you think the Dodgers number is?
Probably about 96.
No.
Probably exactly 103.5.
Yeah.
That's a terrible number.
I believe it actually went down.
I take the under, and I'm going to take the under. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because the Arizona Diamondbacks might win that division.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that that team, honestly, I think Mike Hazen, their GM or president of baseball ops, whatever he's called, he's done a heck of a job over there because he's added two really, really good left-handed pitchers to a, you know, top two, I mean, Gallen. I mean, you start talking about their rotation now with Montgomery and
Eduardo Rodriguez. He's hurt, though.
Eduardo, I know.
He's out.
He'll be back, but that's pretty darn good, man.
All right, let's go to the phones. As we get really close now to the start of the season, unfortunately it's not today. If you're headed down to the ballpark right now for some early tailgating, turn around. Today's game postponed. It'll happen tomorrow. Unless you want to go to the parking lot for like a 40-hour tailgate.
Go hang out.
And then go give it a shot. Just make sure you got a lot of food and a lot of drinks.
It'll be wet.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to Ryan right now. Ryan, good morning.
Yeah, hey, Joe. I'm calling you from Poland.
Wow.
Wow.
Couple of comments yesterday. So I was listening to your basketball thing. So I'm going to include my answer in a little bit of a story on your basketball yesterday.
Okay.
So first of all, in 1697, just so you don't say it's before, after 1900,
sure.
Charles Perrault wrote Cinderella. The most famous, well, we're in an NCAA tournament, and the most famous Cinderella story in basketball is Georgetown. Well, you and your Caesar analogies, you crossed the Romulus, you went to the pavilion, you went Vinny Vici Vici on Mark Jensen, you quote-unquote Caesar.
I went Caesar on his ass!
Harold Jensen, not Mark Jensen.
Harold Jensen, yep, yes, yep. Sorry, Harold Jensen.
Yep.
Now, your sidekick there, Mark Anthony, was all in your favor, he was rooting you on and everything, but your other partner, so to say, he was doing everything in his power to have you miss a shot. Whistling, screaming, he was your Brutus. And you gotta watch
wow. John Ritchie is Brutus.
Well,
John Ritchie was your Brutus yesterday. So my answer is Cinderella.
Cinderella's a good answer.
One point I'm getting.
By the way, I just little point of clarification. Yep. I know what you meant, but you referred to Georgetown as the ultimate Cinderella. I believe you meant to say Villanova.
Yeah. I mean, Nova over Georgetown.
Of course,
Nova over Georgetown.
Just clarify.
Nova over Georgetown.
I know what you meant.
Nova over Georgetown.
Of course.
Yeah, the 85. The 85. And it was at the and then obviously went to the pavilion yesterday. And,
yeah.
And hopefully you understand the analogy crossing the
line. We do. We get it all.
So, as I was driving back from Germany yesterday to Poland, I found out my basketball team, we actually lost our game that night due to poor free throw shooting. And I'm here in Warsaw today. Just had lunch with the main owner, I'm a minority owner, and we will offer you a 10-day contract. We need a high-powered, clutch, free-throw shooting player for the playoffs.
Listen, Ryan, that's very intriguing.
You can look it up. Ziki Warsaw, Z-Z-I-K-I, which means wild boars.
What kind of dough are you offering?
Well, 10-day contract.
Look at you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to give the numbers out, but it's substantial.
All right, have your guy talk to my guy, and then we'll see.
Got
we, you know, we'll be friends.
So yeah. how is he gonna get away with only shooting free throws and not playing basketball?
We need a game manager. I know Joe can dribble. He was a point guard in his day. He can game manage. You know, he can
floor,
game manage.
Floor general, by the way. Floor general.
Andre Turner, the little general.
Well, I was thinking Sherman Douglas, the general, but it's all good. All right, Ryan, give me an answer. A reference to something old and modern. Cinderella.
Good answer.
Good call. Let's get to some answers related to Joel Embiid. Because there were three different things that happened with the Sixers yesterday. Three totally different things. There was the playing of a Sixers-Clippers game in which a lot of us feel the Sixers got jobbed. There was the return of James Harden and everything that represented. And then there was the Joel Embiid news. Let's get to the Embiid part of this. Let's start with Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse talked before the game. He was asked if Joel will play before the playoffs. Clearly, the most encouraging thing we had heard to date at that point on Joel's, you know, it sounds like he's definitely coming back.
I think there's a very good likelihood that he will return before the play-in, playoff. Yeah.
Nick, what are some of the things, what is he able to do right now on the court?
Well, he's out there working, right? He's out there working. He's doing lots of skill work and things like that, and just trying to continue to advance all that stuff. Yeah.
No scrimmaging or anything like that with low minute guys, or G League guys or anything like that.
Yeah, he's on the court, so we'll let you know when we get to those stages.
All right, so I use the word, you know, definitely coming back. Nothing Nick Nurse says speaks to definitely, but I will tell you this. What Adrian Wojnarowski said on ESPN a short time after that really moves the ball forward much closer to the end zone. Because Woj obviously has some inside scoop. He references what Nick Nurse said, but knows more. Here's what Adrian Wojnarowski then said.
Sixers coach Nick Nurse said tonight that there's a lot of optimism that Joel Embiid will be back before the end of the regular season. And I'm told it is not a question of if, but when. And the belief is with 9 regular season games left after tonight against the Clippers, that Joel Embiid can be back for a handful of those before the playoffs, whether that's the play-in, whether the Sixers can move up a couple spots in the standings and get out of that play-in. Right now, they're tied essentially in that 7-8 spot. But there's a lot of optimism right now around Joel Embiid. I'm told that he is moving well. He has looked good on the court. And again, just a matter of when he makes his return at this point, not if. And the Sixers expect they can get a few games under his belt before they have to start playing playoff games or play-in games.
Clearly, that is the most encouraging thing we have heard to date related to Joel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.